Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Buell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landrum moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Williams reaches second base with a double. Landrum scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Clemens now playing right field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive towards short. Peña reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morgan is one for one in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is one for one in the game, with a double. Landrum strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is one for one in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is one for one in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wynn is one for one in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Astros, 2, Cubs, 2. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Peña reaches second base with a double. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell bunts towards the mound. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landrum hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Landrum reaches third base with a triple. Peña scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landrum tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Bond moves to third. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Astros. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a line drive towards third. Santo catches it and throws to first to double up Casco. 2 outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens hits a pop-up towards first. Bond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Astros. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 5. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 5. The Astros will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Abernathy covering, for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Casco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Aspromonte trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Staub moves to third. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman is walked intentionally. Casco moves to second. Hal Woods hit batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Woods Hick hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Casco scores. Bateman moves to third. It's 8-5, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. 2 outs. Harry Bright pinch hits for Doug Clemens. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 5. The Astros will come to bat. Len Gabrielson now playing right field. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-4 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. 1 out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Bond reaches second base with a double. Spangler scores. It's 9-5, Astros. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Bond moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Staub reaches second base with a double. Bond scores. Aspromontii scores. It's 11-5, Astros. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Casco is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman is walked intentionally. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Woods-Hick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Woods-Hick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 11, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosnovsky takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Rosnovsky moves to second. Leo Burke pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Rosnovsky moves to third. 2 outs. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Jim Owens now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.